King of the Leprechauns. One cold, bitter night, when the stars were hard and sharp and brilliant, spelling out their patterns across the skies, the small folk came to the land of Erin in the metal ships of the Tuatha De Danann. As humans measure time, that was many thousands of years ago, though the small folk are long-lived, and so it may seem like less time to them. This is the story of their coming, and of the next great king of the leprechauns. The leprechauns came to the tiny island that would one day become the land of Erin when the world was young. They had travelled across the vast western sea from the land of the De Danann folk, which they had been forced to flee when the ground started shifting and moving. In a single night, the mountains had spat fire and churning mud had burst up from the seabed. The seas had risen and the waters had turned to boiling. Many of the De Danann folk believed that they had angered their terrible goddess, the Lady Danu, but no one knew how or why. The small folk, who knew the ways of the wind and waves, the patterns of the earth and rivers, knew that the island of the De Danann was threatened with destruction. And so, while others huddled in their cellars and temples, praying to their goddess, the leprechauns had loaded up the huge metal ships with goods and tools, with sacks of grain, dried meat and hard bread, with healing herbs and the seeds of rare trees and bushes, and a few of the ancient books and charts of the De Danann. And they sailed away just in time. On the morning of the fifth day since they had sailed from the Isle of the De Danann, Niall, the king of the leprechauns, called his sons together. The king was the oldest of the small folk. Some even said he was the oldest creature in the world, that he had walked the world in the time of dragons, before the first humans had appeared. He was taller than most of the small folk. His back was straight, his hair and beard were snow white, and only his face, which was a mass of wrinkles, betrayed his great age. The king had two sons, but they were half-brothers who looked nothing alike. One was named Gilla, whose mother had been from the Fir Darrig, the Red Folk tribe. He was small and red-faced, with a large bulbous nose and a mass of red hair and freckles. His clothing was of differing shades of red and bronze, and his temper was just as fierce. And then there was Seamus Bonn. His mother had been Niall's second wife, and she had been from the leprechaun tribe, which made Seamus a full-blooded leprechaun. Seamus was tall and thin, with coal-black hair. When Seamus and Gilla were called, their father was standing in the prow of the boat, his left arm wrapped around the neck of the huge dragon-shaped figurehead, his right hand shading his eyes. He peered through the shifting clouds of fog and dust that had surrounded the ship since they had left the De Danann Isle. Seamus stood on his father's right-hand side, while Gilla took up the position on his left. Without looking at either of them, Niall spoke very softly.
"We must find land soon. Our supplies cannot last much longer."
He suddenly turned around and leaned with his back against the figurehead, his arms folded across his barrel chest. He looked at each of the boys in turn. When he spoke again, his voice was low and serious.
"You know that there will come a day when I will leave this world and go on the last great journey that every living creature makes. I am no longer young, and that day draws ever nearer. I must choose a successor. I must decide which one of you will be king of the small folk, king of the leprechauns."
"I am the firstborn," Gilla said immediately.
Niall nodded.
"You are? But you are not pure-blooded leprechaun, and while Seamus Bonn is, he is the second-born. If the truth is to be told, then neither of you can claim kingship. However, I have reached a decision."
"What sort of decision?" Seamus asked quietly. He was aware that his half-brother was glowering at him, his face becoming redder and redder. Gilla was 2 years older than Seamus, and there was little brotherly love between them.